Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
So welcome to today's episode of New Cyber Frontier. On today, we have a couple honored guests I work with very closely here at Colorado Tech. Mark Seglum, who is the Regional Vice President of Colorado, and Mr. Ed Rios, who most of you might know from the National Cybersecurity Center, the CEO. Thanks for being on, both of you.
Great to be here.
An honor.
An honor. So we are here. We have an exciting announcement of a partnership between CTU and the National Cybersecurity Center that Mr. Seglum has come on to tell us about. So we'll let him kind of take the lead on, tell us about this exciting news, Mark.
You bet, Chris. Well, Ed, great to see you, as always. And it really is exciting news, you know, and as timely as it could possibly be. You know, we've recently had these literally global cyber attacks that have been going on, and all of the emails going around telling folks to protect themselves. And so we really are in the business now, certainly with NCC, but also here at CTU, with educating and training our new cyber warriors, those folks that will protect us against these sorts of threats. And the really exciting news is that CTU is now going to award 5 full scholarships in cybersecurity curriculums to the National Cybersecurity Center for the NCC to hand out to deserving future cyber warriors. And those will be full scholarships with a laptop, a protected laptop, I might add, and into one of our, of course, nationally recognized cybersecurity programs. So we're very, very honored to be part of that, and to be part of the solution to this whole cyber issue that we have around the world.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. It's certainly an honor to be here and to receive these scholarships for the good of all of cybersecurity and the students that are out there. Everything we're trying to do at the National Cybersecurity Center, education, training, and research is a huge part of what we do. It's our entire middle pillar, and to be with CTU as our first partnership for scholarships is just a phenomenal step for us. Great first step as we try to help not only cybersecurity but our community and our culture. It's interesting problem here and with cybersecurity in that it's pervasive throughout. It has no borders. It's got a generational influence characteristic in how we use cyber. It's got a cultural one, and of course it's constantly changing. So to be with a major university that can embrace all that and move us forward at the NCC and us forward as a nation is just a phenomenal first step for us. Thank you very much.
It's our honor. And Ed, I will say, since NCC came into existence, and we have always wanted to be a major supporter and to be partnered with you in this area, but as well as others, is really an honor. It's such a quality organization with fantastic leadership. And
thank you.
You know, the trajectory, as they say at the Air Force Academy, is nothing but up. And for an old Navy guy to say something like that, that's a big deal.
And you're my favorite naval officer.
That's awesome. That's just great. So we really look forward to, in fact, this is the first step. Mm-hmm. And we'll expand on this as the years go by, for sure.
Well, what's exciting to me is not only that this is the first step, but as we see cyber as it percolates through all the other academic disciplines. Recently, as you may have heard me say before, we went to a government organization that said, I really need anthropologists and sociologists that understand cyber. And we've been pulling that thread and looking at it. And cyber is really not only applicable there from a social engineering standpoint, but so cyber psychology, cyber economics, and so throughout the arts, throughout business administration, public administration, law, just about every discipline now has an opportunity to touch on cyber. So we hope to grow that throughout the university system and continue to work with that here too.
You know, this morning I was at the assumption of command for the new Commandant of Cadets at the Air Force Academy and was greatly honored to represent CTU there. And what I found very interesting in listening to both General Johnson and General Goodwin's comments, was that they spoke about air warfare, and they spoke about space warfare, and then they spoke about cyber warfare. Mm-hmm. And those now, cyber has now become an area where we refer to, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, cyber warfare is now one of the main warfare areas of each of our services. Certainly wasn't like that when I was on active duty, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And now it is.
Let's take a break real quick and pause for our sponsors.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back. We're talking to Mr. Rios of the National Cybersecurity Center and Mark Seglum, the Regional VP of Colorado Technical University in Colorado. And we were talking about the great kind of movement of our, you know, our armed services towards cyber being the key focus. And I have heard directly from people in acquisitions that the service is saying, you know, if these proposals for our companies and people doing work for us don't come in with cyber leading, they go in the file can. They don't go forward. So cyber has become the number one critical mission of even most of these organizations around. So it's a great, you know, segue into, you know, we're really moving forward, and Colorado Tech is doing some great steps here with education, and the NCC some great steps with moving the industry forward. So Mark, tell us what degrees can they get involved with in with CTU?
Well, as our lead faculty, Chris, you are right in the heart of developing that. But we have undergraduate degrees as well as the graduate degrees in cyber engineering, in information assurance. And what's interesting about CTU that's a little bit different than maybe some of the more traditional universities is, whereas cyber policy is tends to be a real area of emphasis in those more traditional traditional universities, what we're working on are what I like to refer to as the wrench turning, right? Mm-hmm. The more operational degrees, where our graduates, whether they be at the undergraduate or graduate level, can go to work either for the government, but also on the commercial side of the house, which is really critical these days, to go in, sit down, and either provide that prevention, or also our degrees will allow students or graduates to work in the field of, if you have actually been attacked or hit, how do you clean that up and how do you prevent it going forward? And so we tend to be much more operational in nature, mm-hmm. Our degree areas, than we are on the policy side. I mean, we do focus on policy as well, but not to the degree that we do the operational side. So if for folks that are interested in that piece of it, and actually that has come back based on feedback from industry, right, and from government, mm-hmm. of where the real needs are in cybersecurity. And so, because as our mission states, we provide industry-relevant higher education, we listen to that and we change our programs or modify our programs to make sure that we fill that need.
Mm-hmm. And a big mission with the NCC is that cyber defense, that pillar of helping companies recover.
It is, and the synergies with the university is phenomenal toward that end. You know, what's interesting about national defense and cyber warfare is that there is obviously an application to defend everything that you have in the military, in the cyber world. We use cyber throughout our military. We also have started to understand the need for practicing and developing capability for offensive operations. But I think what's really an important observation is that in military or government cyber, regardless, it's hugely, hugely dependent on the private sector. You use a Dell computer, for example, Microsoft or Apple software, Apple computers. You ride on a commercial telecommunications grid, use commercial power. So just about every aspect of it is private sector based or civil at best. So in that way, it differs from traditional warfare. So how do we learn that? How do we study that? And then how do we capitalize on the synergies between the operational need for that and what academia brings at the same time to stay ahead of what that potential threat could be?
Yeah, and if students are starting to look to or want to apply for scholarships, how are they getting hold of you? How do they start the process?
Well, from right away, of course, they can contact us at our website. We have several links on there, and we'll have one specific for certain programs pretty mm-hmm. soon. We also have a new toll-free number. It's 1-877-90-CYBER. That'll get you into our response center or straight to our COO, Jennifer Furta, in some cases, which could get students not only in the position to apply for scholarship, but also the opportunity to apply for internship and fellowships.
Yeah. Have you had any, I know there's some recent cyber attacks the last couple of weeks, have you had any 911 calls? And
We have several 911 calls, even in the recent time. Mostly it's folks who are worried more so than somebody that got attacked. As we have started to provide response services, we started looking into really what those responses are, and most of them, almost 80% of them, are really compromised credentials more so than they are a deliberate attack. And in some cases, that could lead to ransomware, like this last round of a global attack. But really, there's ways to both dissect that, understand the problem, and certainly there's ways to prevent it. Working with the university to get those skill sets from a technical standpoint is critically important. But equally important is educating and training everybody throughout our community on how to protect themselves in cyber.
All right.
I was going to say, too, for anyone that may be interested, they can also go through CTU, and we will direct them to the National Cybersecurity Center for the scholarship program as well. And I think it's important to note that these are full scholarships. So someone that out there that's interested in studying cybersecurity or one of the programs, this covers pretty much everything. And a laptop, so that they're taken care of, and they don't have to worry about, well, gosh, well, what about this? Do I have to pay for this? No, these are full scholarships. So, it's really an effort on our part with partnership with the NCC to make sure that we're manning those ranks. And the other interesting thing I think about the cybersecurity side and the cyber warrior side is this: you don't have to be in uniform to do this.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. We have lots of folks who are not in the military who are cyber warriors mm-hmm. and in essence serving their country or their community through their knowledge of cybersecurity and cyber warfare. So mm-hmm. that's a really big piece too. You don't have to be in the military for this.
No. Well, let me take a break real quick and we'll come back.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Over 3 million data breaches happen every single day. That's over 2,000 records being compromised every minute. So often, we focus on securing web data access. But what if the attackers are already inside, having gained direct access to your storage through data management software? When it comes to communications that go directly into your storage devices, make SNIA your first line of protection. SNIA's conformance testing limits outdated communications that are known to be used by attackers.
It works continuously behind the background to make sure your storage is protected. To find out if your data is truly secure, visit our website at www.snia.org/cybertest.
All right, welcome back. And we still have Ed Rios and Mark Seguin here talking about the new partnership with CTU and the NCC. And I guess, you know, at this point, I wanted to ask Ed, is there any updates from the NCC side that you want to get out to the public? You know, where we're at now, what things we have coming down the road here near term?
Yeah, we have some great activities coming up. Of course, we do our monthly training here and in Denver. It's principally focused at small and medium business and state and local elected officials and appointed officials. We focus in those areas on much more of the harder problems that aren't necessarily IT related. We do cover some of the IT threat and and cybersecurity in that, but also equally important from an executive standpoint, the laws that are associated with cyber, the insurance issues, policy issues, what are the reactions and what are the consequences and risk management associated with that. So those are very difficult problems. So that's coming up, I think, our next one is tomorrow. And then we've got it, you know, every other month. Surrounding states, Idaho, South Dakota, Wyoming, New Mexico, and Utah have all asked for our help in putting them on there. And we've had two requests for putting on training in Washington, D.C. So certainly a multi-state endeavor.
And you have your new facility. When's that going to be opening up?
It opens in July, or at least it's available for us to finish in July. We'll be moving in about that time, doing the tenant finishing, bringing the operations center and the training facilities up to speed so that we can start using those. We also, in July, have two great events. One is a cyber camp sponsored by Cyber Patriot. So we will be putting that on for the full week. We've been approved to do that. And also a cyber charrette, which will bring in all the other state cyber center initiatives that are going on around the nation. You probably know some of them, Georgia, Louisiana, Idaho, Texas, Florida, Maryland, Washington State. All these states will be coming here to the National Cybersecurity Center. We'll all be together with an opportunity to share stories, notes, lessons learned, and understand in some, hopefully, a synergistic fashion what our mutual way ahead would be as we try to help each other out. So yeah, looking forward to that very much. And then much more fun, I don't know if you were aware of this one, on June 10th, we are sponsoring Cyber Night at the Sky Sox at our AAA ball team out here. It's actually Cyber Pirates and Princesses Night. It happens to be a doubleheader with the Cubs, so it ought to be phenomenally entertaining and with good attendance, and so we're very much looking forward to that. It should be a fun evening.
Yeah, it's good to see you getting some community-type focus things in there as well. And Mark, what types of things do you look at in the near future from CTU?
So in addition to continuing to develop and change the curriculum as we need to and getting the new program out there, or not new program, but an even more enhanced program in cybersecurity, we're and I would have to go back and look at the date, but the Switchbacks, of course, Colorado Springs Switchbacks professional soccer team, CTU is one of the principal sponsors. And we have a night coming up this summer that is, I think it's the tech night, the techno night, and we're also hosting NCC at that night. So we'll have staff and anyone else that Ed wants to bring in the CTU suite that night, and that's a that's sort of a cyber techno night, and that's what we want to make it as well. But I will tell you, both President Hurst, CTU's university president, and I have attended the board of director training that NCC does and found it incredibly valuable. And now, in fact, we're on the hook to provide to the rest of the board of trustees a periodic report on cyber protection and cybersecurity with respect to the university. And
fantastic.
It was enormously helpful to be in that. I mean, it's a real eye-opener. So I will
definitely made my job easier, too.
Yeah, right? That's right. Because we come running back and go, okay, Chris, get this going, like, right now. but it really does. And I would tell your listeners, any of your listeners out there that are members of boards of directors or boards of trustees of universities or something like that, to contact the National Cybersecurity Center and look to participate in that training, because it is it's an extraordinary 2 days of really eye-opening information and resources to help any organization, a private corporation, public corporation, or university, in how you protect yourself. Because as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, these folks basically brought the English healthcare system to a standstill. Yeah. And that is frightening when you think about it.
Yeah, we have actually a major exercise coming up with that in September, and it's healthcare-based. Ironically, our scenario, even before this attack, included ransomware that would shut down capability. Incidentally, also with that scenario is the corruption of Internet of Thing devices that are medically based that actually causes casualty and fatality. So it ought to be a very controversial and insightful exercise. We have some great participation and sponsorship from the medical community. So we're certainly looking forward to that, particularly to explore the harder problems there and most importantly, the solutions.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and that was one thing I attended the training also. You walked out of there with a handful of contacts knowing what to do for each area. And to start that is, something we all kind of lack a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't think about it, but if you experience some sort of an attack, who do you call?
Right?
Do you call the police? They may be able to provide you with resources. So who else do you call? Well, that's why we have the National Cybersecurity Center now.
I have a great story there, if I could share it. One of our counties here in Colorado, one of their school districts, had a DDoS attack recently. They called the FBI, and the FBI said, "I'm sorry, we can't help you." It just, not to the threshold of what they needed to do. They called a law enforcement, I believe their sheriff, county sheriff, and they said, "Well, there hasn't been a crime committed yet, so we can't help you."
Uh-huh.
And so they called the National Guard. The National Guard here in Colorado said, "We can help you from a technology standpoint and a talent standpoint, but we don't have the funding or the authorities to help you. Call the NCC."
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up calling the NCC, and we're in the middle of helping them resolve their issue.
Awesome.
And that's what I had a guest on that talked about a identity theft, and the sheriff and the police couldn't do anything because, like you said, they hadn't actually committed the crime yet. It was something that was in the process and then questionable. So they couldn't get involved. And what the National Guard has to have the governor declare it a case of emergency.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, so you're the people to call.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, just in closing here, any last things you'd like to get out about the partnership, way forward, things that we want the listeners to see?
Well, I was just going to say this is a partnership that we value greatly and look forward to expanding going forward. Five scholarships this year. Who knows what next year will bring, and what else we can do to participate in this? Because we are well and truly, as an old Navy term, all in the same boat here, and we've got to figure out a way to work together across those three pillars that NCC talks about all the time. And we want to serve. My staff gets tired of hearing from me virtually every day. We're here to serve.
Awesome. Fantastic. And again, can't thank you enough for the opportunity to participate in the scholarships. It's an honor to be associated with such an effort, and certainly CTU. We are focused in three areas: cybersecurity, of course, but also workforce development and economic development. These scholarships and this strategic partnership, because it truly is strategic in my mind, on the way ahead, is going to be fundamental to all three of those areas. Very grateful. Thank you again for the opportunity to talk about this, and certainly for the scholarships and the support.
It's our honor, Ed.
And I look forward to getting your students come in, so we can teach them to fill the holes in the economy that we need, the jobs out there, lots of them going on. So thanks a lot for joining today, both of you.
Super. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember to get involved. Often we think that someone else will handle privacy and security in the virtual world, but you are the only one truly in command of your virtual fate. Join our mailing list so we can keep you informed of breaking news and new releases. If you have an idea, if you have a question that you would like to hear answered, or if you want to get involved with our efforts, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links, as they are the ones that really make this show possible. I want to thank each of you for supporting the show, and we look forward to seeing you back for the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.